Corporation. If you know your party's extension, or for the corporate directory, press 1. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For customer service, press 2. For merchant verification, press 3. For investor or media relations, press 4. If you are calling from a law enforcement agency, press 5. For career opportunities, press 6. For human resources, press 7. To hear these options again, press 9. To leave a message, thank you for calling Green Dot Corporation. If you know your party's extension, or for the corporate directory, press 1. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For customer service, press 2. For merchant verification, thank you for holding. We apologize for the delay. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling Green Dot. My name is Daniel. How may I help you?
Daniel, I'm having some serious issues with my money back card, my money pack card. I want to see if I can get some help.
Okay. How can I help you?
I went to Walmart, as I usually do. I've had my money pack card now for a couple of years, and I went to upload money into the account, so I paid the Walmart cashier, and then, as I always do, I come home, I have my receipt. Usually what I do is I get on your money pack site and put in my activation code. It looks like something's changed on it because now it's having me log in directly to PayPal, which I did, but then asking me for a picture of a credit card on the back. And I've been researching. I see there's like a scratch off or something. My card is very old. I don't have that kind of card. Did you guys change the process?
The money pack card or an actual card?
No, I have the money pack card, the Green Dot money pack card, which I upload money to, and then I transfer the money to my PayPal account for use.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I did it, I've been trying for the last hour. It's asking me to put in, I usually put in an activation code that the Walmart receipt has. Now it's asking me for a 16-digit number in the back of that card that looks like it was scratched off, but I don't have that on my card. Like I said, my card is 2 years old. Have you changed the Walmart money pack, the Green Dot money pack card?
Well, yeah, there's always been that scratch off that's on the money.
No, there's not. I don't have that.
Well, actually, do you mind if I actually look into that? Do you have the number?
Like I said, what I have in the back of mine is a barcode with numbers underneath it.
Okay.
Want me to give you those numbers
please.
And try that?
Yes, please.
6426 6961961-648-06.
Thank you. Do you mind if I just put you on hold for a brief second?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
There's that music again.
Thank you.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I do sincerely apologize for having you on hold there, but I was doing research on this matter, and it seems that the way that you have it with the barcode, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's actually the old system that we used to have. But I can actually still look up that for you. And actually, you said you have your receipt with you, right?
Yes, I do, but I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Daniel.
Daniel, if I understand you correctly, and this is what I sort of thought, my card is old, and so there's newer cards out, and that's the way the system was trying to ask me for the number.
Right, the scratch-off system.
But okay, I don't have that.
Right, but we can still assist you with this. I mean, we just need for you, if you said you have the receipt, do you think you can fax us over that receipt?
Okay, so you want me to fax you the receipt? You can't. This is not something you can help me with over the phone.
Right.
If I gave you the activation code.
Right. Well, I'm actually going to get all that information first.
Okay.
And then also kind of what the fax does or what the copy does is pretty much just confirm it. Again, since this is a money pack and it's kind of dealing with somewhat cash, so we just want to verify that for you. But
no problem.
First, let me just give you our fax number, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's 626.
626.
739-2114.
Let me repeat that back to you, Daniel. 626-739-2114. Can I, do I have to put this attention to anyone?
You can put attention to me. Again, I'll be the one researching this matter, so you can have it.
Daniel, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can I scan this and email it to you for convenience sake?
Yeah, you can email or.
Yeah, it's simpler for me to scan it and give you a nice legible copy and then email it to you in a PDF format, if that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. But again, that's exactly the fax machine I just provide. Fax number just provided to my department here. So again, that's probably the fastest way I can receive it.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that. Right. I'll do it the way you want me to. 626-739-2114. Attention, Daniel.
Right.
And you just want the long Walmart receipt.
Correct.
You want a copy of my – do you want me to scan the front and back of my money pack card?
Please.
Okay, so front and back of money pack card. Anything else?
No, again, that we would just need that fax, that copy of the receipt. But – if you're looking at your receipt, can you actually give me the store number, if you have that with you?
The what number?
The store number. It's an SP.
Sure. Let me see.
It should be on the top. After Walmart, I believe.
There's an ID number. Walmart. Yes, okay, I see it. ST.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, it's a little bit fuzzy, but it looks like it's 43. I'm going to say 80 OP number. Do you need that?
Yes. What's that number?
The OP number is 00000378. There's a TE number, too.
Okay. What's that TE number?
65. And then there's another TR number after that.
Okay. What's the TR number?
04501.
One second. Okay, and the activation number, it should probably be all the way in the...
Yep, I have it. It's a strange one. I've never seen one like this, but it's actually 10 zeros.
10 zeros?
Yes, sir. And then 5375. So it's 10 zeros, 5375.
Okay, and the transaction date, it should be all the way in the bottom?
The transaction date, is that the 08-1-2012, and the time was 11-56.14.
What was the date again? Sorry.
Today, 08-01-2012.
Do you mind, sir? Again, do you mind if I just put you on hold again? I'm going to do research in my computer system here. So.
Not at all. Go ahead.
One moment. Thank you. Really appreciate it. One moment.
No problem.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I
was talking and I had you on mute, actually. I do apologize.
No
for that.
Problem.
But yeah, all we need now is for you to fax over the receipt. Once you receive the receipt, I'll go ahead and give you a call back and provide you with the PIN number. That way you can go ahead and
pay. You mean like the back of the card number where I have to put in for PayPal?
Right, exactly. We'll provide you that number.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So that I know moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, do you guys have a system in place to notify, you know, people like me who have an older Green Dot Money Pack card that for all intents and purposes, if I'm understanding you correctly,
mm-hmm.
Is no longer usable? So if I have to go through this process every time I do this, are you guys going to send me a new replacement card, or do I need to go back into Walmart and buy a new one that's current?
That's current. Again, we, for some reason, our retailers, again, we stopped with the whole process of, you know, like the way you're used to doing it. So, depending on the retailers, why they still, for some reason, are still selling the old money packs, but are new.
No, this is old. I've had this card for 2 years. They didn't just sell it to me.
Right, right.
I've had it for 2 years, at least 2 years. It may be longer.
Mm-hmm.
But what again? Does it sound like I need to get rid of this card and get a new one? Would that be a correct assessment?
Correct, sir. And again, a retailer should know that. Walmart should know that and should let you know about this, what's going on. So again, I do sincerely apologize for all this. That you're dealing with, because I know, you know, you have to make your payments. You have to make, like you mentioned,
right,
your eBay, PayPal payments. So, again, it's something that we can do for you. Again, you would just need to call us, and we can go ahead and research that matter for you. And, again,
is there a way you guys could send me a replacement card or give me credit for having to go in and buying a new one?
For a new money pack?
Yeah, because I'm going to have to get a new one. I'm not going to call you guys every single time to do this. This has been at least an hour and a half of my day so far trying to get this done.
Well, actually, I can have that looked into and have somebody give you a call back regarding that matter.
Okay.
But again, as far as dealing with this issue right now, again, we just need for you to send that document, and I'll go ahead
and give you
a call back. So what's your call back number?
Number is... I'm going to give you a toll-free number, which is the easiest way to reach me. You know what? Call me direct on my cell.
Okay.
That way I don't miss the call. It's area code 954-234-6394.
954-234-6394?
Correct.
Okay.
Daniel, when do you think I'll hear back from you?
As soon as you send that copy of the receipt. Again, I'm the one dealing with this issue. I'll be looking into our fax inbox. So as soon as I receive it, again, I'll go ahead and...
In case something happens and we're in limbo, can I have a direct callback number for you or an email address that I could touch base with you?
Sure. It's 866.
866.
Excuse me. It's let me give you actually a better number to exactly to my extension here. It's
888-297-8520.
And my extension is 3889.
3889. Let me repeat that whole thing back to you. 888-297-8520, extension 3889.
Correct, sir.
And Daniel, I'm going to get this out to you in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. And again, I'll go ahead.
And I greatly appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, bye. You too, bye-bye.